All right, right now we're going to start things off as we do each and every week with our Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. And the PGA Tour is in Akron, Ohio this weekend for the WGC Bridgestone Invitational at Firestone Country Club, the South Course, 7,400-yard par 70 track. It is a beast. And after three rounds of play, it's been playing even more of a beast because of all the rain up there, playing a lot longer than its 7,400 yards. Padraig Harrington leads at 10 under par after three rounds of play. Rounds of 64 on Thursday, a 1 under par round of 69 on Friday, and then a 3 under par round of 67 yesterday. 10 under par has Paddy 3 strokes ahead of Tiger Woods, who is solo second. Tiger Woods did the most moving on moving day yesterday. 5 under par, 65 gets Tiger into the final pairing today with Padraig Harrington. Last pairing going off of hole number one there at Firestone Country Club. Jerry Kelly is solo third at 5 under par, 5 shots back of Harrington. And then you've got a 10-way tie for fourth. Miguel Angel Jimenez, Kenny Perry, Lucas Glover, Angel Cabrera, Stuart Sink. How about that? All three reigning major champions from this year are all in that group of at 4 under par. Lucas Glover, Angel Cabrera, and Stuart Sink. Also Oliver Wilson, Mike Weir, Robert Allenby, Zach Johnson, and Woody Austin. Woody Austin, University of Miami graduate. All 10 of those players are at 4 under par, 6 shots back of Padraig Harrington. But, Pat, as far as I'm concerned, the winner today comes from that final pairing, whether it's Tiger overcoming a 3-shot deficit or if it's Padraig Harrington keeping the lead and closing it out today.
Is this Glory's last shot, Russ?
No, that's next week.
Okay, that's next week. Now, I'm taking Tiger today. This, I don't think, is even going to be close. I will give Paddy a little bit of a chance, namely because he's won, you know, he won two of the majors last year, even though Tiger wasn't in those fields. So Paddy is a little bit of a bigger-time player than some of the clowns that Tiger was beating last week at the Buick. But nonetheless, I'm not doing it anymore, Russ. I am not picking Sean O'Hare or anybody else that's leading a tournament with Tiger. I don't care if
Tiger's... Even Padraig Harrington.
Even Padraig Harrington. And I will give Paddy credit because he got tied by Tiger before he began the back nine and still ended up, I think, 3-under on the back nine to get that 3-shot lead. So I will give him some credit for being resilient and not just succumbing on Saturday to Tiger tying him and collapsing. But I am not doing it, Russ. I am not picking anybody. If Tiger's in the final group from now on, I'm taking him. These guys are all the same. Some of them, you know, put up a little bit of a fight and Paddy might for 9 holes, but he will screw up at some point and Tiger will just beat him down and probably shoot another 65 or 66. And Harrington, I think, hangs in for 9 holes and then blows.
Interesting stat about Tiger Woods coming from behind. As we know, he's never done it in a major championship. And of his 69 career victories on the PGA Tour, only 5 of those have come when trailing by 3 or more shots after 54 holes. Only 5 times. More interesting than that is 2 of those 5 victories have come this very season. At Bay Hill, when he made up a 5-shot deficit when he was trailing Sean O'Hare. And then, of course, about a month ago, Tiger made up a 4-shot deficit at Jack's tournament, the Memorial. So Tiger, not... I mean, 69 wins on the PGA Tour, only 5 times he's come back from 3 shots or more behind. A little surprising to me, considering we know Tiger can certainly get things done on a Sunday, but, you know, he's more used to having the lead going into the final round and then closing it out, because he very rarely, if ever, coughs up a 54-hole lead. But I agree with you, Pat. I do think he gets it done today. But you've got to give Padraig Harrington a little more credit as the 54-hole leader than you do all these other guys that, you know, the Sean O'Hares of the world that Tiger has run over from behind.
Now, I am going to give him some credence in this. Again, you know, multiple major winner, was 1-3 majors. The issue I have with Paddy, take Tiger out of it for 1 second, which is hard to do, but he hasn't done anything since that PGA Championship. He won the Irish Open or something a couple weeks ago. But, I mean, you know, he's tried to do some swing changes, which always amazes me when guys win and then they try to do swing changes. If you're not Tiger, I wouldn't try to do it. So it is amazing to me that that Paddy has kind of fallen off the face of the earth. Remember last year, did he didn't even make the FedEx Cup the last couple days or something because he was playing so bad. So, you know, that's the only issue with him, is that he's finding his game now, which is great. But is he going to be able to do it for 4 days versus not doing anything for the last year. But I will say, like I said, you know, he did come back on that back nine yesterday after Tiger had already posted and tied him.
Right.
And then Harrington, which most guys, once they get tied by Tiger, usually just collapse. And I got to give Harrington credit. And the other little credit I'll give him is he bogeyed 16, which is a birdie hole, even though it's a long par five. He bogeyed that after a string of birdies. And normally at that point, you'd figure, all right, now's the collapse. And he came back and birdied 17 to get back to 10 under. So I'll give him credit on all that. He didn't let the aura of Tiger affect his back nine, but that's a lot different than playing with Tiger on a Sunday.
Absolutely.
In a place that Tiger's won 6 out of 10 times, yeah. And his worst showing is tied for fourth for all the times he's played in. So I wouldn't care if Sam Snead himself came back from the dead and was playing with Tiger. I am taking Tiger in the final group, and I don't even care how many strokes he's behind. He will find – what happens is he – finds a way to slowly bleed guys out, Russ. He'll get a birdie or two maybe on the front side. And like I said, Harrington, I think, will battle with him for a little bit. And then Harrington will make a mistake. He'll do something stupid.
Right.
And that's when Tiger will pounce.
Have to agree with you, Pat. A couple of other notables here on the leaderboard as we go down the leaderboard. David Toms and Jeff Ogilvy, two of the five players at 3 under par, 7 shots back of Padraig going into today's final round. Ian Poulter among the group at -2. Vijay Singh is at even par after 3 rounds of play, rounds of 70, 73, and 67 yesterday. And Ernie Els is at +3 after 54 holes, rounds of 71, 72, and then an even par round of 70 yesterday. And then we come to Phil Mickelson in his first tournament back from spending about 6 weeks with his wife, Amy, of course, diagnosed with breast cancer. Horrible news for the Mickelson family. I think a week after Amy was diagnosed, his mother was also diagnosed with breast cancer. Good news is the prognosis for both of those ladies is looking bright. Phil Mickelson in his first tournament back since being gone for about 6 weeks in advance of next week's PGA Championship, getting tuned up for the final major of the year. He is at +4. Overall, after 54 holes, even par round of 70 on Thursday, 1 under par round of 69 on Friday, and then struggled yesterday, 5 over par round of 75 on his third round yesterday. And that is your Tire Kingdom leaderboard report, brought to you by Tire Kingdom, service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom.